Good morning, this is Maddie and Sophia with your 8am Zlines. In local news, studies have shown that Aussie workers are struggling to find middle ring suburb houses as the price of affordable properties increases. The study compares families in Brisbane areas to families in Sydney and Melbourne, and the results, according to researchers, came back deeply concerning. Community Housing Industry Association Chief Executive Officer Wendy Hayhurst says that the housing crisis is no longer confined to inner city areas or the beach. It's sprawling outwards, engulfing suburbs that have traditionally been havens for key workers. Soon to be home to 70,000 people, a new southeast Queensland city is underway. Warrabah, west of Caboolture, is the new city with its finest neighbourhood Lilywood Landings in construction. The city will be as big as Bundaberg, with 30,000 homes and 70,000 people expected to be built over the next four decades. Former ALP President and current Minister Jenny McAllister has come to the defence of former CFMEU boss John Setcar. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and other members of Parliament, such as Opposition Leader Peter Dutton, deciding an independent administrator would be appointed to overhaul the CFMEU following accusations that underworld figures and outlawed bikie gangs had infiltrated the union. Senator McAllister says it's pretty difficult to take lectures from Peter Dutton about this.
In national news, the unprecedented IT outage affected airports across the country this past weekend. The outage caused more than 150 Jetstar flights to be cancelled, leaving several passengers stranded overseas. There were thousands of cancelled flights across the globe as a result of what's being called the largest ever IT outage in history that resulted in 8.5 million computer systems being disabled. Airport systems are now back online and running smoothly, and the majority of Jetstar passengers have had their flights rescheduled or offered compensation. In international news, U.S. President Joe Biden has dropped his re-election today and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to replace him. In a statement, Biden says his presidency has been an honor, but it is the best interest of the Democratic Party and the country for him to step down. Biden will continue to serve the remaining presidential term and will address the nation on his decision later this week. Kamala Harris has now released a statement saying she will earn and win the nomination. For your weather today, Brisbane, it is sunny with some light winds. It is currently 10 degrees with an expected maximum of 21 degrees. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is the moderate band. And that's all for your 8 a.m. and we will